I heard something in the Holy Ghost. Every once in a while, some things happen that, you know, as God makes us, he breaks us. Write that down. God makes us, he breaks us. He doesn't break you to where you won't get back together again, but he'll break you to let you, he'll break you to get in. Breaking into your heart. Not breaking to hurt you, but breaking to get in. And the Bible says, before honor is humility. See, humility is the runway to honor. When you find different situations in your life that's causing you to humble yourself, you're headed for coronation. Amen. And they roll out the red carpet. And what's the red carpet to the coronation of God? To coronation or to promotion and to honor. Humility. Somebody say blood. The red carpet represents the blood of Jesus. Cover it in the blood of Jesus. You got to walk down humility before you are honored. And we all are having, anybody been tested in that this week? Anybody been tested in an area where it was just hard to figure out which one's right, which one's wrong? But we got to get down to the point and say, hey, it does not matter. What matters is what's right. And what's right is only a decision that you can make in your heart. Before honor, there are opportunities to be humbled. And you can bow down or fall down at those opportunities. So at those opportunities, I can either bow down or fall down. We are confronted with circumstances and situations every day. Things that are beyond our control, things that just don't seem right. Anybody been there? Our rights get offended. But, I used to do this and I used to do that way. Somebody say, no more, we're growing up. And God starts saying, hey, look, you can't slide in that anymore. I want you to walk in righteousness. And how can we walk? We are the righteousness of Christ Jesus, but we can't claim the righteousness of Christ Jesus unless we're willing to walk in the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Many of us want to be righteous in the eyes of God, and we are the righteousness of Christ Jesus, but we never want to walk in that righteousness ourselves. We want to always be right. We want to always be right. I'm not talking about do the right thing. I'm just talking about we want to win. Anybody been there? Husbands and wives, you get into it every now and then, and before you know it, the whole issue is gone. You don't even know what you were arguing about or fighting about. The only thing you're fighting is to win. Who's going to be right? Who's going to be wrong? You ever been there? And you miss all the issues. But as believers, we get beyond all of that. And we get to the point to where we say, look, I'm going to walk in righteousness myself. I'm going to do the right thing and I'm going to act the right way. And I think that I've seen it in some of the saints. I've seen it in myself. And I said, oh, we're up for a test. I had to pray about it. Because I saw some things coming up. I said, woo. I said, uh-oh, what is it? Then I noticed that it's just tests to find out what we do. Are we going to come out of this? Are we going to stay where we are? How are we going to respond? How are we going to walk? Are we going to walk like Jesus? Are we going to act like Jesus? Are we going to talk like Jesus? Are we going to do the right thing? But I see saints. I see the saints of God making right decisions and doing the right thing. And when saints make the right decisions, they bow down. The big one can bow. The big one can bow down. Say, hey, it doesn't matter. I was wrong. But I can take it. Christ made me big enough so I can bow down. And people that aren't willing to bow down in righteousness will usually fall. Bow down and humble yourself or you'll be offended by it and never get up. It's easier to get up if you bow down than if you fall down. And the Bible says before pride comes what? Before pride comes what? Pride comes before the fall. And before honor is what? Humility. And one way that we humble ourselves is to bow down. Let's practice bowing down. Are you catching that? He's even speaking to us in different ways than he usually speaks to us. Humble yourself and bow down. And if you bow down, you won't fall down. It's hard to knock down somebody that's bowed down. They can get up real easy. Bow down. Humble yourself. We all be given opportunities to fall or to humble ourselves. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Say, this is one way that we bow down. You can only stand on bended knees. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, saying, baptized and praying, the heavens was open. Say, baptized and praying, and heaven was open. Say, open heaven. Prayer opens heaven. Upside down kingdom. Say, the upside down kingdom. Well, a lot of things with the world is foolishness. You know, the things of God is foolishness to the world. They're flipped around. And many people want to be promoted. And many people want to get things. They want to get, and they want more and more and more. And in the kingdom of God, to get more and more, what do you got to do? You got to give more and more. And if you want to be promoted in the kingdom of God, what do you got to do? You got to humble yourself. So it appears that in the kingdom of God, it's directly, it's almost opposite, isn't it? The world would say, exalt yourself, exalt yourself, exalt yourself. And Jesus says, humble yourself, humble yourself, humble yourself. The world said, get. Jesus said, give. Everything the world is talking, yeah, the first shall be last. And the last shall be first. Who's always the first one to the parking spot? Oh-ho. So it's a kingdom life. It's time. It's time to start act like kingdom children, amen? And have it start to manifest in our life. When you know you're first, you don't got to rush. When you know who you are. But it's the way you can open heaven. God wants to give us an open heaven. And prayer opens heaven to us. Now, we talked about praying in the Holy Ghost about 2 weeks ago. About 2 weeks, we talked about continually praying in the Holy Ghost. And tonight, we go to a Holy Ghost meeting and say, Holy Ghost, what do you want to do? He says, I want to hear you pray. Would you pray? Would you pray? Would you pray? Jesus said, would you tarry with me just 1 hour? And they couldn't. He said, pray. He said, pray. Remember, Jesus said, pray. Lest ye enter into what? Oh. Jesus said, pray lest ye enter into temptation. And what did the Holy Ghost try to tell us? He said, listen, the devil is trying to do what to us? He's trying to put seeds in our heart to destroy this season that's coming up, trying to tempt us. He can only get a hold of you by tempting you. He takes your test and turns them into temptations. And many people buy things with the words of their mouth. I mean, it's only the second week of the fall season, just about. September has just started, and the devil's trying really hard to get you to get caught up in something that'll take you months to get out of. Notice that before Jesus came into his kingdom, he went off into the wilderness to fast and to pray. Before he walked in his ministry, before he really walked in what God wanted him to walk in and have what God wanted him to have, the devil took him someplace. He went to fast and pray, and the devil tried to do what to him? He tempted him, but Jesus did not give in to his temptation. Why? Because he was fasting and praying. You'll give out. You'll give out and you'll quit if you don't pray. You will give in to temptation. You will buy something from the devil as a result of a lack of prayer. It's hard to hear the devil when you're talking to God. Isn't that amazing? It is hard to hear Satan when you're talking to God. And in this season that's coming up, you've got promises and you've got things, and the devil wants a part of it. He is doing his sales pitches. He's trying to pitch you some stuff. Don't you buy it. Don't buy it. It's hard to get rid of it. Once you got it, it's like the Gremlins movie. Anybody ever seen the movies Gremlins? Those things look so cute. You know, they look so cute. They were just so sweet. But they multiplied and like to tore the whole town up. Well, that's how the devil is. That's how the devil is. He gives us opportunities that may feel good or look good for the season. For the moment. But we don't know that in the long run we're going to be paying for that. We're going to develop a lifestyle of that. And we're going to pay for it later. People give in to temptation because they don't pray. People's tests turn into temptations. And they give into them temptations because they don't pray. And Jesus said, pray so that you won't enter into temptation. The devil goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Remember we said in the other teaching, pray so you don't become prey. Pray so you don't become prey. You don't want to become prey to the devil. So you got to pray. And the Holy Ghost is telling you tonight, pray. The devil's trying to pitch something to you. Let you. Jesus knows what's coming. The Holy Ghost knows. He's there. He's your helper. He's your guide. And if you follow the way, you know, it's wonderful to have the Holy Ghost, but you got to let the Holy Ghost be who the Holy Ghost wants to be. He's got a job to do. He has got a job to do. And as you get into the Holy Ghost, and you start to walk with the Spirit of God and talk in the Spirit of God and be motivated by the Spirit of God, then you start to obey the Spirit of God. Say, I would have fallen. I would have quit. The devil would have gotten over on me. But I know the Holy Ghost. The devil is trying to turn your test into a temptation. Don't let him do it. And one way that you will not allow the devil to do it is to pray. When do you pray? Without ceasing. Notice that in Luke chapter 4, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Isn't it great? The Holy Ghost will lead you. Don't take any tests. Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days. 40 represents testing, trials. But this is not going to be no test, church. It's going to be a quiz. Devil can't do anything because you don't have. He has no seed in your heart. I'm telling you, by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, the devil is trying to get entrance into your life. Jesus came out of that. How did he come out? He came out full of the Holy Ghost. Notice in Luke chapter 4, verse 14. And Jesus, praise God, I like this. Luke chapter 4, verse 12. We can go. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Do you know you have the name of Jesus? He's given you a name above every name. He's given you a name. And that name, Jesus, that demons would fall down, principalities would come down at the name of Jesus. Well, he said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Say, Satan, touch not the anointed one. Well, the only way he can get your hands on you is to buy his stuff. Which you give him when you open your door to him, he can tempt you into stuff and you buy it. But we need to tell the devil, don't you tempt me, devil. As far as you're concerned, I got the name of Jesus. I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. Thou shalt not tempt me. You don't have to be tempted to say, I'm not going to let this turn into a temptation. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Why did he depart for a season? Because he had nothing in Jesus at that point. Jesus didn't buy anything. He was trying to sell them. How many would like to have the devil depart from you from a season? Give him no foothold. Don't give him a place. He's trying to get inside the door. He can't do anything to you that you don't speak, that you don't allow him to do, that you don't meditate in your mind, something that you don't buy. He couldn't affect the world. He couldn't have done all the things that Adam and Eve, unless Eve had listened to him and bought it hook, line, and sinker. If he's got something invested in your life, if he's got word in your life, guess what? He has a right to hang around. But if you don't buy his word and you don't take his temptation, if he doesn't have anything in you, you know, Jesus said, you have nothing in this. There was one guy that he wasn't talking to Jesus. It was the apostles were going around laying on them hands, and one guy saw them laying on their hands and he wanted to buy the gift for money. And they said, listen, you don't have any part in this. You don't have any part in this whatsoever. You don't have any lot in this. Well, you don't have anything to do with this. Well, the devil shouldn't have any part in you. Depart for a season. Are you tempted of the devil to do anything? You're tempted to steal? Think of all the things that where God's trying to lead you to do something. The devil's trying to tell you, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Do this, do this, do this. Keep it just the same. Don't change. Don't listen to the Holy Ghost. How many of you fought the devil last season? Been fighting the devil all your life. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. You fought a good warfare, church. Those of you who have been here have been strong in the Lord and strong in the power of his might. You have not given up. You have the word on the inside of you. The devil is mad about it. God's going to bless you this season. I don't care what it looks like right now. I don't care the lie of the devil. God is going to come through. Don't you cast away your confidence. Don't throw down your hope. Don't you quit. You hold on. It's going to come through. The devil has lost. Don't be tempted. Pray. So you won't enter into temptation. And after temptation, notice this. After, and when the devil had ended all the temptation, might have been, I don't think it was temptation for Jesus. He departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Well, how did that stove come out? How could Jesus come out and he would speak to the demons and the demons would come out? He could perform miracles. The devil didn't try to make Jesus sick. Jesus wasn't battling sickness in his body. Jesus wasn't battling lack. And he said, look, go to the fish's mouth and pull it out. He wasn't battling stuff. He wasn't trying to minister with cancer. He wasn't trying to run a church with no money. Why? He was free. The devil had no place in him. Many times we try to do stuff with the devil on our back. But Jesus is teaching us here that you can have a season. Because I've done many seasons trying to run for Jesus and hitting the devil. Back off. Let me. I don't want another one of those. I made it through. I don't want to make it through just like that. I want to go on and be a witness for Jesus Christ and start to be effective and not kicking the devil here and kicking the devil there, kicking the devil everywhere. I don't even want him biting at my heels. We can have that kind of life. We can walk in that kind of stuff. When Jesus ministered, he tried to get devils off of other people. The devil wasn't trying to get on him. Not once said Jesus was sick and he had to wait 3 days and beat the devil so he can go on and minister. He didn't have that. No, he was ministering and doing things for other people. Well, it can be that way for us. And the devil departed from him for a season. He left Jesus until he met him where? At the cross. Season of the cross. Met him at Calvary. He said, I'll catch you back there. I'll catch you back there. I'll get you there. And you know, when he battled the devil at the cross, he wasn't really battling for himself. He's battling for you. He didn't have to face the devil. He was already victorious. But you weren't victorious. We had lost. We had bought temptation through the seed of Eve's sin. We had bought what the devil tried to sell. We bought it hook, line, and sinker. And he had part in us. He had the right to do whatever he wanted to do, how he wanted to do it. He was our Lord. The Bible said he was your father. So the devil left him for a season until Jesus decided to take on the weight and the sin of the world. Isn't this kind of wild? Is anybody catching this? In this world, we will have trials and tribulations. Well, the trials and tribulations should be us putting our flesh under, not defeating the already defeated devils. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Paul said, I have a thorn in my flesh. Saints get to think, oh, the devil got me this week. The devil got me next week. The devil's got me on the run. Like Brother Hagin said, there was a woman that got up and testified. She said, oh, I had such a rough week. You know, I'm running for Jesus. The devil's just been this. The devil's been doing this. The devil's been doing that. Oh, bless his holy name. Well, that's what it can be like sometime. But if we pray, we talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus so much you don't have time to listen to the devil. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out of him fame through all the region round about. When you pray in temptation, you'll come out with power. You can cheat on your test. Jesus will give you the answer. Talk to him. Amen. He'll give you the answer. Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. Talk to Jesus in that test. Say, I will never be tempted again. I will look at all those opportunities that the devil, or those things that may look like opportunities, as temptations, just a test. Then I'm going to pass. I'm going to do the right and righteous thing. Why do we spend so much time thinking about stuff that's already thought out for us? Why do we waste so much time thinking about stuff that's already thought out for us? Just do the word. Just do the word. Just do the word in every area and you'll be all right. Pray. It said this, and it came to pass in those days. It's talking about Jesus in Luke chapter 6. How long should you pray? How often should you pray? Looks like Jesus was always praying. Luke chapter 6, verse 12. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. He prayed before he anointed the disciples. Prayer. Prayer makes a difference. And prayer will change things. Prayer will change things. Don't wait till things get all messed up before you pray. Pray because you know what's coming. Do preventive prayer. Pray or you'll enter into temptation. Say, the devil is trying to get into my season by temptation. But I'm not going to give in to temptation because I'm going to pray. The devil can only give you what he has. And he doesn't have anything but a curse. He doesn't own anything. He doesn't even have a home. He has nowhere else to go. He's a street walking bum. With nowhere to go, roaming the earth, homeless. Homeless. It is. He's homeless. He was kicked out of heaven and never given a home. Hell's not even ready for him. I mean, he has to wait on hell. Isn't that a mess? Say, the devil is a liar. But I know the truth. Don't you link up with the devil. Don't buy his temptation. Don't listen to him. He's dumb. He has nowhere to go. Don't let him destroy your season and your miracle. Pray. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Jesus, we bless your holy
name. Bless you, Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.